The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After the Sabbath, on the first day of the week, as it was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, approached, and rolled back the stone and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. The guards were shaken with fear of him, and they became like dead men. Then the angel said to the women in reply, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are seeking Jesus the crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then quickly go and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and he is going before you to Galilee, and there you will see him. Behold, I have told you." And then they went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on the way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. And then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I just want to remind you that tomorrow on Easter Day, we will have six Masses, but only two are live streamed. 9:30, which I will be doing in the church, is live streamed, and 11:15 in the church, and Father Dennis will preside at that. That too will be live streamed. It seems to me I've been talking a lot in the last few days. So I thought, as an act of mercy, or maybe an Easter gift, I would measure the comments I have for homily reflection tonight. Tomorrow I will enlarge on some of these ideas that I will suggest for your Easter prayer. The tomb is empty. Christ has risen. We are no longer confined to the man from Galilee, the rabbi in the first third or the first century who walked and preached in that area. Jesus is risen, and he has appeared to many, and going to Galilee is a statement that wherever we go, we are to encounter the risen Christ. So let me reflect on that for a few moments. Parker Palmer suggests to us wisely that we should live our lives from inside out. We have a tendency to submit living our lives from outside in, measured by the judgment of others. Others will tell us we qualify or we don't qualify. Others will challenge us to prove yourself, measure up, be successful, be proper, fit in. That's to measure yourself from the outside. The call of the Spirit is to measure who you are from the inside, from the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and the power of the risen Jesus in your flesh. And therefore the tomb is empty and Jesus has risen. And the world tells us, seeing is believing. But divine revelation tells us, believing is seeing. If you believe, you will see. In variation from the world. And therefore, someplace in your life, wherever you are, living from the inside out, you will encounter Jesus Christ. The Lord is present to you, whoever you are, wherever you are in life and in whatever condition you find yourself. There is this sense of a cosmic Christ, that Christ is present not just for us, Christ is present for all people. And the risen Lord appears to all people who have eyes to see. That thought crossed my mind, and I thought to myself, I was reading some spiritual reflections on Easter, and I have a tendency to write. I write my meditations on books. I write them not to publish them. I write them for myself, so that when I go back and revisit a book, I can see a moment of grace or a teaching moment since I have written a meditation, I've written a journal entry in all my books. All my books have journal entries. If I'm traveling on a plane and something comes to mind, I write it in the book. And the book I picked down last night to reflect on Easter, I had a meditation. And here's what it is. It has to do with this sense of cosmic Christ in your life. And this was a meditation, a short meditation I wrote while I was on retreat in 2017. I date everything. And here's what I wrote for my own awareness, and perhaps it might appeal to you. I reminded myself, remember the moments in your life when wonder struck you, a painting or music, an experience of great joy, an experience of love, something meaningful, a sunrise, a sunset, a panorama, the touch of healing, forgiveness. When you averted a disaster, remember. When you had a deep inner peace, a feeling of wellness, God was there. God was revealing, and God was teaching. And I reminded myself, when you were lonely or forgotten or overlooked, you were not chosen. When you were rejected, when you were fearful or anxious, in doubt, confused, in the presence of mystery, times of injustice or failure or sin or helplessness, when you were powerless, when you were hopeless, God was there, revealing. You did not know. How could you know? You were distressed, you were blind, you were in darkness, but God was there. All life is holy. All life tells us of our awareness of God and our emptiness for God's presumed absence. We pray now for a miracle. And it is already there, if only I can see. Every moment of your life, whoever you are, listen to Genesis. We are made in the image of God. Each and every one of us unique, different, but special in the image of God. Wherever you are in your life, listen to Exodus. And a special word of commendation to our lectors and to the proclamation of Exodus. The manner in which the Word of God comes alive tells us we are free from the slavery of judgment or rejection or separation or exclusion. Exodus tells us we are born into a new freedom in Jesus Christ. Listen to the Word of God. We are no longer demanding Christ's presence in a tomb. Now Christ is in every experience in life. It's a cosmic Christ. It's a Christ in the morning, Christ before us, a Christ behind us, Christ on our right, Christ on our left, Christ within us, Christ within each and every person whom we meet, Christ in every experience which we have. This is our faith in the risen Jesus Christ, present now and forever. Amen.